Hello again. Welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photoblog where I endeavour to publish one or more photographs each day where that photograph has been taken on that day. If you've come by this audio file on its ownsome, the website can be found at las.new-england.net.au. And today is Sunday, October the 10th. Another beautiful day in New England, New South Wales, with a temperature ranged from 1 to 22 degrees Celsius, which is roughly 33 to 72 Fahrenheit. Very warm during the middle of the day, and a smell of smoke this morning when I went for a walk with the dogs. So there's a bushfire somewhere. It could be the one a few hundred kilometres north, and the wind's just blowing the smoke in this general direction. Well, today was a day for recording the indigenous flora found on our property. I spent a few hours this afternoon just walking around looking for that which was flowering, and I was rewarded by the first of the terrestrial orchids that are indigenous to this land. But the first photograph is of a grevillea, a very strange looking flower, but these flowers attract the small birds, which also love to flitter in and out of the bush. Lots of nectar attracting the bees and the birds. The second and third photographs are the orchids. Just a very small clump of five of the pink orchid, the second photograph. There's five of these in about a space of 2 meters, 6 feet, in a line. They're almost fully open. I might try and have another look next weekend to see what they look like, but I might have missed them at their best. These and the next one, the third photograph, are caledonias. Not sure which species within that family. The third one could be Caledonia alba, the white fingers orchid, but the red stripes in the centre don't quite match that, so I'm not 100% convinced that's what this one is. I'm reasonably happy with the way these orchids have come out. I'm just using a Nikon Coolpix 5700, which has a macro mode on its telephoto lens. It doesn't have a macro lens as such. It doesn't have an exchangeable lens. So I'm just doing my best to let the autofocus take care of the focusing. But it's a little bit hit and miss. This is better than the primitive manual focus mode that camera has. And the fourth and fifth photographs are another couple of violets. I published some photographs of violets yesterday, Saturday, October 9th. One of them is definitely the same as yesterday. But I'm not quite convinced of the fourth photograph. It's slightly different colour, but that just could be a local variation. The fifth photograph, which is the second of the two violets, has a little bit of a beard to it, which might help identify it later on. And the final photograph for today is of a gardenia. It's quite a nice photograph, it's turned out quite well. The photograph is looking down vertically at the single flower, which is on the ground, ground cover style. The purplish streaks from the center are common in this particular type of gardenia, and gardenias in general are quite prolific, thousands of them before the summer is out will line the ground. Well, there you have my day this afternoon anyway, crawling around the ground with crunched up knees, kneeling on the rough ground here and there. Well, thanks for stopping by to have a look at my photographs today. I'm Gordon Smith. My photo blog is Look and See, and you can email me at lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks again. I hope you find time another day to have another look at the photographs. Bye for now.